Shavuot Tov, Rabotai, Rabbi Kovacs, and we are continuing the Mishnah Yomi in the fourth parak of Kilayim at the sixth Mishnah. Over Shabbat, I was asked a shaila if in Chutz La'aretz today we can plant Kilay Zerayim in a vegetable garden, or if we continue having the harchako to the sixth tefachim between the vegetable plants and the greater distances that we're seeing right now about between the vineyard, between the vines, and other species. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yoredeya Resh Tzadi Zayin, that in Chutz La'aretz there's no issue of Kilay Zerayim, that is only in Eretz Yisrael, so the vegetable garden is certainly does not require all of these harchakot and all of the spacing that we're seeing in these Mishnayot. They apply in Eretz Yisrael. However, the last halakha in the prior sif in Resh Tzadi Vav, he says that Kilaya Kerem applies rabbinically. So he says, Kol ha'shiurim ha'elu shemarchikim b'negafanim v'tfua v'yerek einam ele b'Eretz Yisrael. He says, all of the spacing that we see between the grapevines and other species are only in Eretz Yisrael, obesuria, or in Syria. Now recall that Syria was conquered by David the Melech. We mentioned in Demai that produce from Syria is a bit more like produce of Eretz Yisrael for Meiser. Aval b'chutz la'aretz, the halach continues, mutar lizroa b'tzad ha'gafonim b'toch ha'kerem l'chadchila. You could plant things next to the vines in chutz la'aretz. Lo asur b'chutz la'aretz, ele lizroa shtei mine yarek o'tvua im chartzon b'polat yad. It says, what's asur in chutz la'aretz is planting seeds of a different species along with a grape seed at the same time. So planting the seeds at the same time would be asur, in the same hole, but planting a vegetable or a grain next to a grapevine that's already there in Chutz La'aretz is not a problem. So you can even tell a child who's not Jewish to plant such a thing in Chutz La'aretz, but not to a godel, because you might confuse a godel with a Yisrael godel and tell somebody to actually do something that's aser. It's rabbinically aser kilaya kerem in Chutz La'aretz, and again, kilaya zerayim in Chutz La'aretz does not require these spacings, only in Eretz Yisrael. Good, so continuing in the fourth paragraph of Kilayim, Halacha Vav, Anoteya Shtayim Kenei Shtayim. Someone had two opposite two. Achat Yotze Zanav. Apologies, that's Vav, we're on Zayin today. Anoteya Shur Achat B'Toch Shalom. He plants one row in his own space, his own property, V'Shur Achat B'Toch Shal Chavero, and at another row in his friend's property, hopefully at Rishus, Derech Hayachi Derech Rabim Emtsa, and there's a little path, an individual's path, it's very small, or even a Derech Rabim in the middle. So there's a little path dividing these fields. This Derech Rabim is not a Rishus Rabim, that would be 16 Amos, it'd be very large, because Derech Rabim, we'll see, is less than 8 Amos. V'goder, Shunamach Mesarat Tefachim, or there's a fence in between the two properties, but it's a short fence. It's less than 10 tefachim, which is the legal height for a fence. Harei elu mitztarfot. So these combine, and you can have a vineyard, even though one row of vines is in your property, and one row is planted in the neighbor's property. Mishnah continues, gevoa mitzara tefachim, if the fence is higher than 10 tefachim, and a mitztarfot. They do not combine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda qualifies this. Im ersan, if it's cradled over, like trellised over the fence, milmala, so you're bringing the vines over the fence, or elu mitztarfot, so they do combine. Mishnah Chet continues, Noteya Shtei Shurot, Im Ein Benehem Shmona Amot, Lo Yivizera L'Sham. Now this is simply, he has maybe two rows of two, it's not legally a kerem, so you can't plant, even though it's not, maybe perhaps not legally a big kerem, but if there's less than 8 amot between them, it still combines enough to become a kerem. Lo yivizer l'sham, you can't bring other plants, other species, in between those two rows. Hayu shalosh, if there's three rows in there, im ein bein shura l'chaverta shesh esrei amot, if there are less than 16 amot between one row and another, lo yivizer l'sham. So this is obviously a bigger vineyard, and you can't bring anything in there unless there's 16 amot, like we learned in the original Mishnah in this perek, that you'd have to have four amot next to each row of vines, the avodat, the kerem, the workspace, and then you need a chashuv area in the middle, which would be big enough to constitute like two rows of another species, so you'd have to have at least 16 amot to put something else in there. Abelezer ben Yaakov Amer Mishum Chanina ben Chochinoi, afilu harva emsait. So even if the middle row was destroyed, they had three rows in this vineyard, and if the middle row is destroyed, now there's a lot more space in between the outside rows that are still there. Ein bein shul averet hashesh esrei amma, but there are less than 16 amma between the remaining outside rows. It's still, the whole thing is considered a kerem. Lo yivizer l'sham. You can't plant another seed there. Even though if he had planted originally there, without the middle row of the grapevine ever existing, he would only need an 8 amma space. So that was the first case in Mishnah Ches. If there were two rows, but there's more than 8 amot in the middle, he could plant something in that space. But with three rows, you need 16 amot spacing in between the vines, and even if that middle row gets ripped out, and now there are 16 amas of space, Rebbe ben Yaakov adds from Rebbe Chanina ben Chachinai that since it was originally a vineyard with a tighter spacing, even though now there's a greater spacing, you still can't plant kilayim there. And again, as we brought in the Shulchan Aruch, this would be not an issue in Chutz La'aretz, but definitely an issue in Eretz Yisrael. And the same with the garden, the spacing in the garden, again, would not be an issue in Chutz La'aretz, so we can go ahead and start our gardening. Chag Kasher v'Sameach, be well.